I'm Ian McLagan. Surprise, surprise. I've got an hour of having fun on the radio. I love radio. I love DJs. Without DJs, we don't have any music. And I'm going to give you some old music, maybe something new too, for the next hour. This is the first track, my favorite band of all time, without a doubt, my favorite organ player of all time, Booker T and the MGs, Soul Dressing. As I mentioned, my favourite band of all time, Small Faces, were really formed around Booker T and the MGs. Each one of us had our idol in that band, and sadly, Duck Dunn just recently died in Japan. But anyway, on a lighter note, Howlin' Wolf. I love Howlin' Wolf. I actually had a chance as a kid in 1964 to play with Howling. You never called him Howling, it's Mr. Wolf. It's actually Wolf, but and Hubert Sumlin, another one has left us just recently. But anyway, I love this track, mainly for the piano. I love Wolf, of course, but the piano is actually Ike Turner. And Ike Turner is a great piano player. I spent a night with him once in a studio, his studio in LA. We were actually locked in. He wouldn't let us out. It's a long story. It's in the book, actually, All the Rage, available everywhere. But anyway, Ike Turner was an amazing piano player. In fact, that night he just pulled a piano out of his wall, a little upright, and started playing on it and then pushed it back in. He's incredible. And there's a lick in this after the last verse, right before the song ends, the lick, it's just a two notes, two hits on the piano that floors me every time. I call it genius. I just cannot rave about Wolf enough, or Ike Turner, or Hubert Sumlin. So here's How Many More Years?
I got to God, you let your dog me around. I'd as soon rather be dead, sleeping 6 feet in the ground.
Great Howlin' Wolf. And Hubert, and actually Hubert wasn't on that track, but Ike Turner was. We saw him off at the airport in 1964. We played some shows with him and Hubert, and there was nobody else at the airport, just three of us from the band, and he said, he gave me a $100 bill. I'd never seen one before. He said, I need some whiskey. And I went running. There was no way you could buy whiskey in Heathrow Airport in 1964. Probably isn't even now. But I came back with $100. He signed my Moaning at Moonlight album, which I've lost, and off he went, God bless him. So now, from Wolf to Muddy Waters is not a long stride. Hubert played with them both, and this is a real early Muddy Waters track. I mean, Muddy Waters, what can I say? He's a god. He's a genius, and listen to him play the guitar on this. Louisiana Blues, beautiful.
Going down in Louisiana, baby, behind the sun. I'm going down in Louisiana, honey, behind the sun. You know, I just find out my trouble just begun. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hand. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hang.
Oh, take me with you, man, when you go.
I'm gonna show all you good-looking women just how to treat your man. Let's go back to New Orleans, boys.
fabulous, Muddy Waters. And his harp player for a long time was James Cotton, who lives here in Austin. God bless Austin. God bless James. But this is a track of Little Walter Jacobs. Little Walter was Muddy's harp player for a long time. And actually, Muddy plays guitar on this. And it is an amazing track. There are two versions, and they're almost identical. He sings slightly differently, sings slightly different words, but the playing is, either one would be fine for the A side. And it's my favorite. Well, I mean, I love Little Walter so much. I got to play with him too in my first band in 1964. God bless us. Anyway, this is a fantastic track. And by the way, I don't know if you realize you're listening to Ian McLagan on KUT. I'm talking to you from the new public media studio, which is very, very nice, I can tell you. And they have a great music room with chairs. Yes, people can come and watch the music and listen. It's a beautiful thing. I can't wait to play in here. But meanwhile, enough about me. Here's the fantastic Little Walter Jacobs.
About you, baby, wonder do you ever think of me? You know I'm crazy about you, baby, but you don't care nothing in the world for me. Well, I can't sleep at night, I just can't snap through the day. I can't hold on much longer, Lord, living just the way. You know I'm crazy about you, baby. Wonder do you ever think of me?
I'm Ian McLagan, and I am having the best fun. I mean, I love playing music, but to actually play records is even better because you can just go from one to the other and you play. Everything sounds great when you play records. Anyway, if you'd like to send any questions or requests, shoot me an email. Texasmusic@KUT.org. That's what it is. I'm reading it off the piece of paper. Okay, enough of me reading. Here's something you're going to love. I'm a Jerry Lee Lewis fan. I'm a piano player, so I've got to love Jerry Lee. I had piano lessons for about 3 weeks when I was a kid, and I would have probably enjoyed it and learned how to read music if she'd have played me some Jerry Lee or some Otis Spann, but you know what? She didn't. So I stopped. And only years and years later, end up as a piano player. Something wrong here. Anyway, Jerry Lee Lewis is a classic, unbelievable piano player, as you probably know. This is a track that not many people recognize. This was a B-side on a single. I think it was a B-side of his version of What Did I Say in England when I was first dating, my first girlfriend. And we used to do naughty things to this. Anyway, and I still would, but she doesn't call. Anyway, this is called I'll Make It All Up to You, which is a Charlie Rich song. And Jerry cut it several times that day, I think. But Charlie Rich is actually playing piano on this. He takes the solo, it took me a lot of years to find that out. I always loved the simplicity of this solo. It's beautiful. And Jerry Lee's version sucks. It's not as good. Anyway, beautiful song, which I'm going to record one of these days. I actually I've played it on stage a couple of times. And Charlie Rich on piano, Jerry Lee Lewis on the vocals.
Well, it's true, so true. I didn't do right by you. Yes, I didn't know the right thing to do. Someday I'll make it all. Well, it's true, so true. I didn't do right by you. Guess I didn't know the right things to do. Someday I'll make it all up to you. Oh, when we met, we'd be so gay. When we met, I thought that we'd be so happy. But now you've gone away. And I'm blue, so blue. And darling, I don't blame you. Yes, I didn't know the right thing to do. One day I'll make it all up to
Here's a song that Keith Richard turned me onto. Actually, he turned me onto a track because it turns out there are several versions. This is Frankie Lee Sims, and he's a cousin of Lightnin' Hopkins and almost as talented, I'd say. I particularly love this song. We spent a long time with a bump band in LA trying to find out the words to this song. We went to some place in Japan, or rather, I mean, on the web, I suppose it was, and found completely the wrong words. And they all made sense if you, you know, didn't know that he wasn't singing about someone. Anyway, but I hope this is the right track because there's several versions. One way or the other, if it isn't, I'll tell you afterwards, and then you can find the right one. Frankie Lee Sims.
My Sunday woman bring the daily news. That Monday woman buy me talking and shoes. When I let my good gal catch you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. My Tuesday woman told that pocket change. That Wednesday woman want to do the same. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. My third woman knocked up on my door. That Friday woman boy is gotta go. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. My third woman told a gallant gun, cause you help you stand, shoot you, help you run. Then I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. Christmas coming back that afternoon. Next time I seen a boy, it was the 19th of June. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. Goodbye, little woman, babe. You call that gone. You may leave Frankie, baby, to think you all day long. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do.
Well, it's still a great version. I love his guitar playing. But you should check out, there's a slightly slower version. It's more funky. Now, Tim Hardin is a big favourite of mine. I actually knew Tim a little bit because he lived in England for a while. But when I met him, when I heard his music, I didn't know him. And I've always loved his piano playing. I mean, the piano playing on his records. I gave the game away. And so when I met him, and actually there was another time I was in LA and he came to one of my sessions. And he, I said, so I got to ask you, I said, that piano on all your records, I love that. Who is that piano piece? That's me. I was so thrilled to hear that because it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? Empathetic. It's beautiful. The point is, you know, Tim Hardin was a great writer. He, when he made his first album, like a couple of months afterwards, the record company people came to him and said, okay, let's think about your second album. He said, what, are you crazy? It took me 20 years to write those songs. Go away. So I only have, I have the compilation, which is the first two albums. And he still wrote some great, great songs. But this is, they're all favourites, but this one is a particular favourite, Misty Roses.
You look to me like misty roses too soft to touch but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. Like love forever, too good to last, but too lovely not to try. If I believe in love forever, I'd forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
Beautiful, Tim Harden. I've lived in Austin 18 years now, and I intend, not very soon, but eventually to take my last breath here, because I love it here. You're listening to Ian McLagan, of all people. I'm taking over the station, and you ain't getting it back. Now, here's a... Well, these are all favourites of mine, and there's just really not enough time. I could spend the whole 24 hours on here playing my favourites and telling you stories. Little Richard still is amazing. He lives at the Continental Hyatt House, you know. If you call his room, he'll answer, "Hi, Mr. Richard's not here right now." He does his own... Yeah, I've heard this from several people. Anyway, point is... His voice is so loud when he sings that when he was recording in New Orleans, those early tracks, they couldn't get his voice off the piano track. And he plays piano, you know, he's a great piano player. So Huey Piano Smith actually plays piano on a lot of his early records, which is kind of a little information you may not know. And also, I learned to play the sax very early on, after the piano failed and guitar didn't, I hurt my fingers on the guitar. The piano wanted to teach me Beethoven, and I like Beethoven, but too clever. I thought I'll buy a sax, because I listened to Little Richard and the sax players. I thought it was one person. What do I know? I thought you could play a chord on a sax. And I, you know, after you, when you play a sax for a little while, all you're getting out of it is, that's about it. It's a honk. And there's no chords, and it's not beautiful when I did it. So I gave up the sax, and I'll let little Richard sing for you. This is "The Girl Can't Help It."
Thank you.
with the great Earl Palmer on drums. Recorded at Cosimo Matassa's studio. I actually met Cosimo this year at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was on. I didn't honestly know he was still alive. Anyway, fantastic records made in a laundrette in New Orleans, and I've been there. It's still a laundrette, and you can walk in and think, "My God, all that great music, all Fats Domino and everything." Anyway, moving right along, I got a lot of music to play. I am a huge fan of Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight and the Pips. I met her back when this record was about a year old, but I had a crush on her. Why wouldn't you? I still have. And this is a great song. It's actually Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson have written amazing amounts of great, great songs. Nick just sadly just died. And this is one of their best. I just love this song to bits. I've been trying to record this and trying to rehearse it for the last week. I love it so much. Ronnie Wood turned me onto this when he came back from the last Jeff Beck tour when the Faces were just forming. He brought this and the Meters, this album, and I thought, wow, what great albums. But this is "Didn't You Know You'd Have to Cry Sometime" by Gladys Knight and the Pips, Nick Ashford. And Valerie Simpson wrote this.
Remember when you left? Yeah, you had your own rules about playing the game. And any day you could walk away feeling no pain. See all the signs of the misery,
all the signs of the misery
that you laid on your mind.
Didn't you know you had to hurt?
the most soulful Gladys Knight, and the most soulful James Jamerson on bass too. What a great band they had, and them and Stax. Boy, those were great days. Well, now here's something from a little earlier. This, when I was a kid, I heard this. I just never forgot this melody. I play this a lot on piano. I play as an instrumental kind of halfway through. But anyway, enough about me. This is Tommy Edwards. It's All in the Game.
Many a tear have to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly. Sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart.
Well, this is that's Tommy Edwards, God bless him. And this is in a similar vein. This is the Platters. My missus and I used to carry around a CD, and I still have it, of course, that I bought in Japan of the Platters, but it was misspelled as the Praters. P-R-A-T-E-R-S. Quite wrong. But their music just knocks me out. And it's in a similar vein, as I say. This is Twilight Time, one of the finest songs, the most beautiful words. Unbelievably beautiful.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. Tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue air. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, that twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again. In the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time.
Together, at last, at twilight.
Oh, the Platters. Oh, that'll do it to me every time. Well, now, on the other side of the world, in South Africa, for many, many years, Ladysmith Black Mambazo have been making amazing records. I've been collecting their stuff since I first heard this next song. And I was living in L.A. and they played this on the radio, and he eventually came to L.A., Ladysmith Black Mambazo came to L.A., I should say, and went to see him, and I got a backstage pass, and he walked around in the green room and introduced himself to everybody. Joseph Shabalala is a god, as far as I'm concerned. I love his voice. I love the voices of the whole band. I've got albums of them wearing miners' uniforms, you know, all kinds of units. They were very, yes, socialist. It's not a bad word, people. And I'm a socialist. I'm proud of it. And it means you love your neighbor. And anyway, this is called Hello, My Baby. This is for my baby. Hello, my baby.
Hey, baby, hey. Hey, beautiful girls. Hey, baby, hey. Hey. Hey, beautiful girl. Hey, baby, hey, sing. Hey, baby, hey. Hey, 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 beautiful girl. Come along to you, kiss me. Before I'm going, come along to you, kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along. Yo, yo, yo. Don't you meditate, sing. Don't you meditate. I send a messenger to tell you that I want to meet you at the station. Come along to you, kiss me. Before I'm going, come along to you, kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along. Yo. Yo, yo. Hello, 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 my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, 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 my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hey, darling.
Hello, my baby.
You ask me to come along. Here I am.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello,
my chocolate. Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Darling. Before the night falls, I have to go in. Mom needs me, she's alone.
Hello, my sweetheart.
Hello,
my baby.
Hey, darling, here I come to kiss you. that before the night falls, I'll be gone. Mom's alone, but I do love you, baby.
Baby, 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 I love you, baby.
I do.
Baby, 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 I love you, baby.
Zap Mama as well, but that's Ladysmith Blackman Buzzer, God bless him. So, I love music. Have you guessed? I love Texas too. You know, my brother turned me on to Buddy Holly, only that he had a little Danset record player, and our neighbor two doors away, and he both had record players and both had record collections. Thank God for the older brothers in the world and the dads who have the music and the mums. And I love Buddy Holly to this day, but I read the back of these albums and it said that he was born in Lubbock, Texas. And I thought, oh, how stupid. There's no such place as Lubbock. It's obviously a misprint. I'm so clever at the age of 10 or 11. It's obviously Bullock because it's Texas. What an idiot. Anyway, True Love Ways, which he recorded in New York, is a most beautiful song. I mean, Buddy Holly wrote endless amounts of beautiful songs. And maybe baby Peggy Sue got married. Peggy Sue. I mean, I love Buddy Holly and the Crickets. God bless them. True Love Ways.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, just you and I, no true love ways. The days our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I, no true love ways.
I mean, that's what you call an arrangement. You don't just go into the studio with a beaten up guitar and turn that out. Anyway, I love Buddy Holly, and this and the Crickets, of course. This is in shortly before he died, when he was on his own. Anyway, moving right along. This is, we're going to South America now, to Brazil. This is an artist I saw on, remember MTV? Well, when they used to play music, I watched a great video of this character. I'd never heard of him, and went out and bought everything I could. And I've actually been in touch with him too. He's a very sweet person. It's a most beautiful song written about his mum. It's called Mama Africa. And the video, but you should check out the video. You'll find it on YouTube. He's walking through the very poor districts, either Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro. But he's walking towards the camera. And the camera's on the back of a truck, obviously. And it's just driving down these very, very impoverished streets. And he's an unusual looking character. He's about 4 foot tall, if he's anything, on a good day. And he has, at this point, he's kind of stocky, very short, with a big afro that goes straight up. And anyway, he's walking down the street singing into the camera. And so the people don't even know it's going on until he's kind of gone past them. And he's like the Pied Piper, and they all start following him. And it's absolutely beautiful. Eventually, they have to go quite fast because people just like want to grab hold of him. He's so loving. He's so beautiful. Well, I hope you like this song. His first hit was this song, and he played it to a sellout crowd on acoustic. He plays acoustic guitar and sings. This is the band version, so he's already a big star. But that made him a star, and he is a star. Chico César.
Nas casas Bahia. Mama África, a minha mãe é mãe solteira e tem que fazer mamadeira todo dia, além de trabalhar como empacotadeira nas casas Bahia. Mama África tem tanto que fazer, além de cuidar neném, além de fazer denguinho, filhinho tem que entender. Mama África vai e vem, mas não se afasta de você. Mama África, a minha mãe é mãe solteira e tem que fazer mamadeira todo dia, além de trabalhar ou empacotadeira nas casas Bahia. Quando mama sai de casa,
Chico Cesar, fantastic. I don't speak Portuguese or much English, but he's actually singing about his mother, not Africa. I suppose she's African. So I always wanted to be a DJ. This is a, you have no idea. I want to come back here. You're not getting the station back. It's all for me. I want it. Ian McLagan, the Small Faces, the Faces, and the Bump Band, and many, many other things. Thank you, David Brown and Peter Babb, for having me here. Bless you.